New 10-year plan offers lifeline to small islands developing states. Global community commits to resilient economies and climate action at Small Island Developing States Conference. This article was written by Frank Kawonu. In May 2024, Small Island Developing States convened in Antigua and Barbuda and received renewed commitments from the United Nations, international partners, and the global community to address their unique development challenges. Due to their small size, geographical remoteness, dispersed populations, and limited economic diversification, small island developing states are particularly vulnerable to external shocks, climate change, and natural disasters. The recently concluded UN Conference on Small Island Developing States charted a new course to tackle these challenges. African Small Island Developing States. The ABIS holds promise for African small island developing states, including Cabo Verde, Comoros, Guinea-Bissau, Mauritius, Sao Tome and Principe, and Seychelles. These nations face significant hurdles, including the compounded impacts of the global financial crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the ongoing climate crisis. Despite contributing less than 1% of global carbon dioxide emissions, they are on the front lines of climate change, experiencing severe consequences such as sea level rise, extreme weather events, and biodiversity loss. As the ABIS outlines a comprehensive framework designed to address those unique challenges, African small island developing states have an opportunity to take advantage of targeted interventions to foster sustainable development and shore up their resilience. Improved inter-island and global supply chain connectivity will reduce transportation costs, facilitating trade and economic integration. This is particularly beneficial for countries with dispersed island territories, enhancing their access to regional and international markets. Support for renewable energy projects will help achieve ambitious energy targets, reducing reliance on imported fuels and promoting energy security. Coupled with promoting sustainable tourism, these measures will diversify economies, create jobs, and enhance environmental protection. Countries with vibrant tourism sectors stand to benefit significantly from these initiatives. Improvements in healthcare access and capacity building for health emergencies will enhance the resilience of health systems. Strengthening disaster preparedness and early warning systems will mitigate the impacts of natural disasters, crucial for nations prone to extreme weather events. Investments in advanced technologies and the digital economy will reduce dependency on traditional sectors, fostering economic diversification. Strengthening institutional and technical capacity for data collection and policy implementation will enhance governance and enable better decision-making. Climate-resilient agricultural practices and food security initiatives will improve livelihoods and reduce vulnerability. This is vital for nations where agriculture plays a significant role in the economy, ensuring food security and sustainable livelihoods. Support for sustainable fisheries, marine tourism, and ocean-based renewable energy will boost the blue economy. Strengthened marine protected areas and sustainable fisheries management will support marine biodiversity, benefiting nations with extensive coastal and marine resources. Investment in resilient infrastructure, particularly in transportation and water management, will support economic growth and improve living conditions. This will be especially beneficial for countries facing infrastructural challenges, enhancing their capacity to withstand and recover from external shocks. Looking ahead, the Small Island Developing States 4 Conference has set the stage for the Summit of the Future, scheduled to take place at UN headquarters in New York from September 22 to 23, 2024. This summit will be a critical moment to renew multilateralism and ensure that the most vulnerable countries, including African small island developing states, have access to the finance and technology needed to support the Sustainable Development Goals.